Hey, did you know that Plumbing the Death Star is touring the UK this September, as in next month?
That's right. Starting September 2nd and finishing September 11th, never forget, Plumbing the Death Star is going to be performing live.
It has been 7 years since the three of us have set foot on your godforsaken country, so come see our godforsaken shows.
Go to sanspantsradio.com/events. Plumbing the Death Star cannot buy a tour. Go grab a ticket and get some frickin'...
That's right. That's right. Cannot buy a tour. Please. Come join us when we make fun of our good friend for his slightest mistakes.
It's 8 p.m.
And we call him the biggest fuckwit alive. Yeah. What a dickhead. Zanspunt Radio. / and then a / why not? Event.
God
damn. Our friend's an idiot. Hi. Hey. Hello. We're going to be in the UK in less than a month. So if you live in the UK and want to see your boys, that's right, myself, Jackson, and Joel Dusha performing live to you, UK member. And it's like, it's you're in Glasgow, and it's, I want to say, the 2nd
I have them
of
here
September. I've got them here too, okay? I'm a professional. You can just chime in whenever you want.
I thought it would be funny to just let you run.
Oh, yeah, you're just very silent. Hi, everybody. Hope you're having a good time.
We're going to be in Glasgow on September 2nd. Manchester, September 4th.
Yep.
Leeds, September 5th. Nottingham, September 6th. Yeah, you hearing this? okay. Birmingham, September 7th. Bristol, September 9th. And London, September 11th. And never forget.
Yes. And you might be thinking, wow, you guys, what's missing between the 7th and the 9th? That's an 8th. What's going on there? Why is there no show? And I'm here to tell you that there is one. We just need to confirm a few things. So we may, probably, hopefully, will be in Cardiff. I don't know what you're also thinking, but... there's also a number missing between 9 and 11. What's up with that? I know what you're thinking. Well, yeah. So we're probably going to be doing another show in London on the 10th. So it's less than a month away, maybe a little bit over a month away, depending on when you're listening to this. So all you guys need to do is go to sanspantsradio.com/events and buy your tickets today. You would be shocked at how many of these venues are already 50% sold out.
And you'll actually be shocked because most tours, they're announced quite far in advance. Not this one.
Yeah.
And most ad reads are prepared before we hit record. Not,
not this,
this one. And most UK...
I'm pretty sure they could tell.
And also just let us know, if you're listening and the tour is still more than a month away for you, how are you listening to this? Because we're recording it less than a month before the first show. So see you there.
See you in the UK, baby.
Teach me how to speak British so when I make fun of your country in the future, I can do it properly.
Yeah.
Oh, I love the UK.
Aubergines. They say aubergines instead of eggplant.
And they say carrots instead of carrots.
And cup of tea is a cup of tea. They also say, how do you, it's like, it's not water. It's not water.
It's water.
Yes, that's it.
Yeah.
Water.
Mm.
Is it ta?
Yeah.
Water.
It's the king. See you there. Hey, everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Plumbing the Death Star. I'm Joe.
I'm Jackson.
I'm also Joe.
Plumbing the Death Star is a comedy pop culture podcast that asks the important questions like, how would you inevitably waste your one wish, Willow?
What's that?
Okay, so
First of all, this question comes to us from the Discord. This comes to us from Johnny Imperfect Alien. Remember, you can have your questions possibly answered by Plumbing the Death Star if you sign up for the Bad Brain Boys. Links in the show notes.
Uh-huh. And, hey, the bar is basically like, hey, this is a great question. It's about obsession.
Exactly.
A movie that's been in the headlines for months.
Exactly. Mm.
You can also, you know, there's people that are just like, what if you were a crab and had a... crab penis, and we go, I don't know what we're going to do with that.
I don't know about hey.
Let's not have spoilers for future great episodes, do you?
Let's bookmark that one.
Hey, now.
What if you were a crab?
What if you had a crab penis or whatever?
Don't throw the baby out with the bathwater, Buster, okay?
Yeah, okay.
So don't ever be. Basically, what I'm saying is sign up to Bad Brain Boys. Throw a question out there. No question is going to stop us dead in our tracks.
Yeah. And there's also no way to predict what we'll pick, you know?
Yeah. You don't need to be shy or embarrassed.
Exactly.
There. Someone has done worse.
Yeah.
And I think that me imagining someone saying, hey, Plumbing the Desk, can you ask this really important question? What if you were crab and had a crab dick? Crab's penis. Sorry.
A crab's penis. That's like the perfect question, basically.
Exactly. Where did I have it? Am I holding it in my hand?
Yeah. Am I a crab with a second crab for a penis? Or do I just have the penis a crab has?
You guys are falling into the trap of doing two Plumbing the Best episodes at once.
We're giving it away for free. Yeah,
my brain's
already
burning. Yeah. I haven't seen Obsession, but I know a crab.
Yeah, I can imagine
I know what kind of crab. Anyway.
I have seen Obsession.
Okay, thank God.
And beautiful movie about a real big sack of shit, man.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Bear. Mm-hmm. Fuck you, Bear.
That's a name I would give to, say, a dog.
Yeah.
His name's Baron, and they call him Bear for short.
I didn't know that was a nickname you could get Baron. For Baron. I'd have called him Bear.
Wow. Your riff just answered.
Imagine I still haven't got it.
Yeah.
Oh, and I'm just desperately hoping you'll move on.
Just darting your eyes around the room.
Wow, it's nice when your brain catches up with your mouth.
Yes, dude. Truly.
Also, for the record, this is the first podcast we're recording today. It's like 10:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
We just got to work and just had a coffee. There's no reason
for us to
be like this.
Yeah, I know.
Anyway.
Yeah, okay.
All right.
Bear is
a piece of sack of shit.
Yeah. So basically, it's classic, like, Bear's like, I'm a loser and I have a massive crush on this girl in our friend group, Nikki, but she would never, I'm not even brave enough to talk to her about it. So...
So he got that one-itis. Shucks.
Heck, yeah.
So then he goes to a gift store. The guy's like, oh, like a woo-woo shop.
Yeah. Like a crystal emporium.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. He goes to like a crystal emporium and they go, hey, this is funny. We got these one wish willers. They're like $7.
Yeah.
You break the stick, you make a wish. You make a wish, you break the stick, you only get one.
Okay.
And then
$7.
Yeah.
It's funny if he says it wrong, he goes, you make a wish, you break the stick. Like he gets it backwards, it just doesn't work for me.
$7, buddy.
That's cheap, dude.
Yeah, it's kind
of a bloody bargain.
Yeah, we'll get to why that's extra funny. So he buys it because Bear originally goes there to get Nikki a gift because he's going to ask her out. But he chickens out of that, ends up buying that. They have a conversation in the car where she's like, is there something you want to say to me? And he goes, no.
It's very funny to be like, I'm too much of a coward. I love my friend. I have a giant crush on her. I have no idea. I haven't talked to her. I don't know what she's... I've built this woman up in my head. And
you haven't seen Obsession, but you're getting the movie a lot more than a lot of people that have watched Obsession.
Okay. And then this concept of like, okay, I'm going to ask her out. I'm going to finally build up the courage and ask her out. And like, I know what I'll do. I'll buy her a crystal from Crystals Emporium to do said thing.
Chicks dig crystals, dude.
That's what I'm hearing.
Crystals make girls so horny.
Exactly.
In Bez. And this is going to be...
Fucking panty drop a crystal.
Oh, my God.
And this is going to be the only time I say this for the rest of the episode. In Bear's defense. As the movie goes on, you see that their relationship is nowhere near as close as you think.
As Bear wishes it was.
Yeah, because a lot of the conversations between about Nikki, we are hearing Bear talk about how he's got a massive crush on her to his other male friend, Todd or Craig or whatever the fuck.
Yeah, the TC man or whatever.
Yeah.
Todd, Craig. Because, it's a group of four friends anyway.
Yeah.
And he's, like, talking about her a lot, but then it gets to a point where you realize, like, Todd or Craig or whatever his name is, like, says stuff and... Bear's like, oh, I didn't know that. And then
it's
you
like, he didn't know Nikki at all, basically.
Yeah. But basically, anyway, the start of the movie, he's on the phone to Nikki, and Nikki drops her crystal necklace.
So she loves, okay. So she's a chicks dig crystals,
she
dude.
Loved
so,
crystals.
You take a lady back to your house, your bedroom's full of geodes?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
That's actually, chicks don't dig geodes?
This is a
Plumbing the Death Star dating tip. If you're bringing someone back to your house, cover your bed in dirt.
Chicks dig dirt,
yeah,
dude.
Yeah.
It's giving nature.
Exactly. What you want to do is you want to get your garden hose, you want to snake it through your window and just give it a couple sprays.
Yeah.
Makes it wet. And wet dirt is mud.
And wanted to have sex on the earth, but on the bed.
Yeah. And mud's the highest aphrodisiac.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe put some lobsters or something in there too.
And wanted to have sex on the bottom of the sea.
Yeah. Something about horny goat weed, which I don't know what that is. Maybe a goat has to like sniff some like a weed or whatever.
Get a couple of goats in the bedroom.
Yeah,
some geodes.
Goat milk kind of smells like goat, so just douse your blanket in that.
Yeah, and get ready for the most beautiful love of your entire life. That's the plumbing the Death Star exclusive
tip. Exclusive love, mate. And then as a little bonus tip, is all you want to do is you get your geode.
Yeah,
you get a hammer and you just like crack a little bit off, and then open up your condom and you just put it in there and then wrap it around
crystals
your vaginas and be like, oh, I think that went inside me.
Let's
time
just
to make love.
Wow, dude.
Tell him Joel Zammit sent you.
Giving him the old geo special. My penis is bleeding.
Yeah, internally.
Anyway, so, like...
Exactly. Sound, you know, it's kind of like sounding with debris.
Yeah.
Man, it's 11 a.m.
Yeah. I don't know why we're here.
Mm.
I don't know what that means for the rest of today.
Mm.
It concerns me.
Mm.
Anyway, basically what happens is Bear, I was going to say spoilers for Obsession, but no, this is the inciting incident.
Yeah.
That's not spoilers.
No.
Bear is a coward, has an opportunity to ask her out. You find out pretty quickly that she would have been like, no.
Yeah.
But then she walks back into her room and he's like, oh, I fucked it up. Mm. So then he opens the One Wish Willow and he goes, I wish Nikki loved me more than anyone else in the world, breaks it. Then she comes back out. She's clearly wrong. In the mind.
Yeah, okay.
Kind of like something bad happened to her.
Okay.
And then as the movie goes on, you find out that it's not that Nikki's will has been changed. It's basically like a demon's in her now, and the demon is using her body. And Bear has ruined this girl's life.
Does that mean if we use the One Wish Willow, however the wish comes true, is through demons?
Not necessarily. So there is another wish, and this is, I guess, more spoilery, but there is another wish you see come true, and there doesn't seem to really be any... It's like a monkey paw situation.
Okay.
Unless it has to be, if that makes sense. So if you're trying to bend someone's will or free spirit.
Oh, so it's a classic genie rules. Mm. Yeah, okay.
Like, as in, so
if I bring someone back from the dead, they got to come back.
Yeah,
wrong.
It's going to be
a pet cemetery
situation. Yeah,
okay.
I think, this is more of a reference for the sickos that are like in the front row of the cinema, squinting and trying to read everything. But I'm pretty sure on the One Wish Willow box, you get like a shot of it pretty quickly.
Mm.
There is a couple of rules, and the rules are, which I should probably pull up because that's
very relevant.
One of those Easter eggy things.
Yeah, okay, but then it's like, oh, he broke one of the rules.
Is it like from the dead?
Classic genie rules. You don't bring someone back from the dead, and you can't make someone fall in love.
Yeah.
One wish willow. Is
those
it
are the
real?
Only genie exclusion.
You can't wish for more wishes.
Oh, true. True.
I wish for one less wish.
And then... Well, then I'm good.
Well, I got negative one wish, though.
That's true. You got to grant a wish.
There's only four.
Oh, fuck.
So there's the one big rule, which One Wish Willow kind of covers there.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, you get every single person gets one single wish.
Mm-hmm.
And once you break your willow and state it,
that's
done.
It. Yeah, yeah.
You're done out of wishes.
You can't have a moment where you're like, I want to undo my wish.
Okay.
You can get other people to undo your wish.
But they got to have their wish.
But they'd have to use their wish to undo your wish. And the four cosmic limitations are you can't alter the past or the future. Like, as in, like, you can't be like, I wish in the future.
Yeah, I wish in the past.
Time manipulation, basically.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
No
okay.
time manipulation, okay. No resurrection, no immortality.
Okay.
And no wishing for more wishes.
Well, my wish is kind of immortality, but kind of not.
Oh, yeah.
So tell me how this would go wrong. I get by my one wish willow. Say I buy it today. 34-year-old man.
Yeah.
Then I wait until I'm an old man.
Mm-hmm.
Decrepit in my bed. Okay. Yeah. All my family, my loved ones, they have left.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I've become too much of a burden.
Uh-huh.
Very quickly, I became too much of a burden.
At
52.
Yeah.
Okay, 52. Everybody got together and they said, you know what? I'm sick of this fucking guy. Let's just leave him and never come back. So I'm alone. But I've been in a retirement home. I'm 82. mm-hmm. and I bring him my one wish Willow and I say, I wish I was a baby again.
I think
it's not time because you're not being like, I wish I was a baby I was a baby. Exactly. I want to be a baby
now. And I'm not saying I want to be immortal because I'm a baby with a normal human lifespan.
Yeah.
I'm just a baby again.
I think that
I was a baby again.
I think what would probably happen is it would just physically make you a baby and everything else would stay the same and you'd die of old age.
That sucks.
Yeah, like, not gonna lie, that one's bad.
That's a bummer. Okay.
Yeah, like
I'm an old man's brain. Baby so sick and brittle. Wait, well, so am I a baby with an old man's bone?
Yeah, I guess so.
Fuck.
It's funny because like a baby's usually in like the fetus position, so like that's just broken every bone because old.
Yeah, old man, you know, they kind of curl up into themselves.
Yeah,
like
that's
when
true.
Like you know, humans kind of like when a spider dies, you're like, yeah. Our hydraulics like you know stop working and everything just curls up into itself.
That's yeah, that's damn.
Yeah, because the one wish Willow.
Yeah,
and obviously I know I said this just before, but in Obsession, you only see two. There's three wishes happen in the movie that you see.
Mm-hmm.
And one of them you don't see the full... Well, actually, two of them you don't see the full effects of, but from what you do see, it's not like a monkey paw. Mm. It's not like, well, this comes true, but...
Mm.
But
so it's more not like I have to phrase it perfectly then.
No, but I think that it...
Intention matters as well, maybe?
I think phrasing is important because it will just do whatever you're saying. It won't be like, it's not like Bedazzled Rules where it's like, oh, I've got a 28-inch penis, but now I'm only attracted to men, which is a plot point in that movie.
What's
for some
his
reason.
Wish?
Well, he wanted to be...
he wanted
initially,
to have a huge dick. But
well, no, initially he wanted to be very famous or like a sports star or whatever, and he gets granted that, but... He has a very tiny penis. Oh. So then he makes another wish, which is like, whatever it is, but my penis is huge now.
Oh, and then he's gay. But he becomes gay.
Damn it, dude. That's awesome, though, dude. Just
become like a power top.
Well, also, it's like, not even like a power top. You don't need to become anything. All of a sudden, you're like, damn, I got a huge dick and I'm attracted to guys. You know who's fucking handsome? Handsome guys.
That's so crazy that he's like, I'm attracted to guys. Like, what?
But then, because you'd be like, I'm attracted to guys, but I am attracted to guys.
I'm attracted to guys. I guess, like, maybe academically you can be like, I miss when I was attracted to women. But,
But not really.
Not really, because you're like, well, I'm attracted.
It would be like, exactly the same, but make me, like, you know, bi, because then the whole world
Got the smorgasbord. Oh. Wait, so where do you got the tiny dick? Because that's so funny to me that he was like, because normally a monkey's paw situation is, like, kind of ironic.
Yeah.
You go, I wish I was a millionaire, and they go, okay, you're a millionaire.
Well, this is 90s ironic.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And they go, you're a millionaire, but the tax man's coming. You know, you need to declare, you're getting taxed to shit. But in this, he's like, I wish I was a celebrity. And they're like, okay, but you got a tiny dick.
Remember, it was a sports star, and they're in the locker room, and he's got a tiny dick.
That's awesome.
Then he's like, something about being a sensitive man.
Yeah.
But he's like, an emotionally sensitive man. And Liz Hurley's like, nah, you got me there. And then he starts crying at his own poetry.
That's awesome.
It's been a long time since I've seen Bedazzled.
Sounds like we got to watch Bedazzled.
It sounds like maybe we watch Bedazzled.
Damn, if I was a genie, I would be that lazy, and I would make the ironic punishment a tiny dick every time.
Every time.
Bedazzled starts with the stupidest, biggest red flag of all time.
Yeah.
It's like, any wish comes true? And he's like, yeah. He's like, okay, I wish for a Big Mac and a large Coke. And then the devil takes them to McDonald's.
Yeah.
And then they get the Big Mac and the large Coke, but the devil's like, well, yeah, you got to pay for it. The moment that happens, I go, I see.
Oh, you're not the devil at all. You just made me pay for my meal.
I love that. No, here we go.
I like that your takeaway there is like, hang on, you're not the devil. Not like, oh, hang on, obviously
everyone comes with a punishment. Yeah. I want a Big Mac and a large Coke. They go, sure, it appears in your hand, but you got a tiny dick. Fuck! God damn it.
I wish I had a huge dick.
Sure, you got a huge dick. But you got a tiny dick.
Your huge dick has a little tiny dick on it.
Your huge dick? Yeah, it's got a tiny dick.
Fuck.
I want my... Can my huge dick have a huge dick?
Yeah.
But your huge dick has a tiny dick.
Fractal dicks.
Fuck.
And for my fourth wish, I still want the Big Mac and large Coke. Yeah. But you want to fuck it now. You're attracted to burgers.
You're attracted to burgers, and guess what? That burger? Tiny dick.
I don't think you're a very good genie. You don't even know other genies, so fuck off.
I'm the devil, not a genie.
I don't know, I don't know the difference.
I'm getting frustrated. No one listening to me? I've said the devil multiple times. Zaman's like, I don't think you're the devil.
I don't know. I think you're some kind of
McDonald's.
You're some kind of dick-based genie.
Some kind of dick-based McDonald's wizard, I think is what you are.
So.
So yeah, I want to be.
I don't think it's necessarily a monkey's paw situation, but. So it's not bedazzled rules. It's not like, well, you wish for this, but...
Yeah. I'm a baby with a tiny dick.
Yeah. Or a baby with a man dick.
Yeah.
Which I would say, worse.
Yeah.
Because a baby...
You can't tell if a baby's got a tiny dick.
I'm not looking.
If it's my son, I'm...
You gotta clean it.
How am I gonna not?
I guess you could be like, I want to be a baby. Because I want to be a baby again.
Yeah.
But and like, I think
with the intention there, it should be fine. But you could be like, I want to be a baby again and live the life like that baby would be living from now.
That might, I reckon. Like,
Wordy do you have to be?
Yeah, I'm scared of going too wordy.
I think what will happen is if you go more wordy, it mightn't work because it gets close to immortality kind of thing.
That, exactly.
But then... But I honestly just think all that's going to happen is you go, I wish to be a baby again, snap it.
Yeah.
Struggle to snap it because you're brittle.
Yeah, I'm old and
you
abandoned.
Have to, yeah, I mean, that also could happen if you wait until you're old because it's not like a... It's like a pretty thick stick.
Yeah.
Like, so bear kind of struggles.
The one thing that stops me from, I'm like seconds away from dying. Please.
Could you do something like, I want to do a Benjamin Button, but from now, but is if I am the old man, but baby.
I think it's getting too wordy.
And then you snap it, and then I don't know what's going to happen.
What about this? I wish I was a human baby. Come on.
I think
that's foolproof.
No, because of the immortality. I think because of the immortality clause and the altering of time.
Yeah.
I think that no matter how you wish to be a baby, it's just going to make you a baby, but you still, it's not going to extend your lifespan.
It might be better. Instead of waiting till you're 82, is when you're 34.
Yeah.
You're like, I wish I would.
You want to be a baby again?
Well, so I can live another life.
It just has a little repeat.
It is immortality, but I was thought maybe I was cheating, which is never good. In a situation where you get a wish, being like, I think I could cheat it. It's not a one-way ticket.
It's not immortality. You just have a twofer. You got two lives.
Yeah, two lives.
That's not immortality.
That's not greedy. Two lives.
Exactly.
That is greedy.
Yeah. Well, how about I wish to slow aging, like my aging game.
Oh, sort of true.
Yeah, do that at 82. That's a good idea.
Which is why he's like,
now you'll be 82 until you're 87.
Yeah.
Whoa, nice.
But yeah, you could be like,
right now.
34, you snap
I go,
that.
I wish I aged for every 5 years my friends age, I age one.
Nice.
Okay, I'm just giving myself, that's not even another life. Yeah. That's just a little extra time.
That's true.
And it means I look better than all my friends.
But,
when I say, I'm the same age, they go, damn,
and
you
he gets hit by a car, which is how he's going to go.
Still gets hit by a car, but I also feel like that what you'll probably find out is, so you're physically not aging.
Yeah.
Or you're aging 1 year for every five.
Mm.
But I feel like that like things like it's like, oh yeah, but you're still being exposed to the same level of like toxins and stuff that at the same time you get sick with something.
Well, yeah, like my cell decay is the same as everyone else's, but
so I'm like, you age like five times as slow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So either I like the idea of you become like five times slower than everyone else around you.
Yeah.
So you're like,
you guys look like shit. But I look 5 years everyone's left.
Yeah.
Your brain is like it's going five times slower than it is now.
Oh no.
Or because like you know how like
Jackson,
you know what? He's gonna be riddled with cancer.
Yeah.
Why?
Well, because with your cell regeneration.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Because like if your body is taking five times as slow to regenerate and five times
as slow
to kind of age and do all that kind of stuff and like to refresh, like we need to start, you know, our cells need to basically,
I'm getting sick
way
quicker because the moment, like, I say a viral infection hits me, or a bacterial infection, all my white blood cells are like, gotta get this. the illness just takes over my body.
Yeah. I like that. Yeah, when you're cut, it's like everything is just a slow drip.
Oh, yeah. Fuck. Blood clots. You're fucked.
Oh, fuck, dude.
Yeah, you've probably, I mean, you haven't wasted your wish. I guess
he's wasted the wish.
At least I look 5 years younger.
It's also awesome because you're not even going to last 5 years with this.
No, no way. No. I'm not going to hit a point where it's worthwhile. No.
Realize, like, I guess we'll just get mine out of the way pretty quickly because I realized that, like, the more I think about this, if I had a genie situation or the devil or a one wish willow, I don't think I would be able to, like, live with myself if I wished for something that, like, directly only benefited me, if that makes sense. Like, not in, like, a, oh, I'm so selfless. It's just, like, I feel like
world
that...
peace.
No, not like... I don't say,
No. Not world peace.
Not that either. But it's more just, like, I don't know, if I was, like... Money, not so much. If I was, like, $1 billion, whatever, fine. But, like, something like Jackson's...
Yeah,
I think at some point I'd be like, because then people know.
Yeah.
And like, hey, you wish for $1 billion, I can give money to people and then be like, say I'm not a huge piece of shit.
Do you think if I wish, say it works, there was no issue, I just said I wish that I aged five, you know.
Okay, well, let's say your original wish worked and you got to live two lives.
Okay.
And then.
Well, everyone I know is dead.
Yeah, everyone I know is dead. As a baby, someone just finds a baby in Jackson's room.
Yeah.
Now. As in, like, his, you know, old man Jackson's room. Yeah. Old man Jackson's
room. My room at the retirement village. Yeah, exactly.
And there's a baby there. You'd hope people check on you quick. Now.
No, they don't check on me at all because they're sick of me, dude.
Well, I mean, yeah.
They'll have nurses.
They're drawing straws to see who has to go.
Well, they'll
talk.
Hear a cry and someone will come in. Now, my question is, if you're a baby again, are you a are you a blank slate?
Yeah.
Okay. He won't know.
Yeah, okay. So yeah, he's fine.
He's exactly.
But then I also, like,
I'll be a mysterious baby and that's it.
You'll be a mysterious baby. They'll grow up and you'll be like, oh, you look like that guy whose room you were in.
Yeah.
And then maybe you'll get a one-wish willow at some point. You'll crack it, but it doesn't work. You're like, oh. And that might be the only clue you get.
But also, if I grow up anything like I am now. If we got one-wish willows now and mine didn't work, you wouldn't be surprised.
No.
Well, as you're an 82-year-old, like, second time you're an 82-year-old man, you got the same, like, another one-wish willow when you were 35. You're, like, you're grinning because you're like, I loophole this. I wish I was a baby. Crack.
And then my nurse comes in and I go, hey, come here. Do I look like a baby to you?
Hey. Goo-goo-ga-ga.
Well, the trick with One Wish Willow is after you've used one, if you get given another one, no matter how hard you try, it's not that your wish doesn't come true, you just can't break it.
Oh, so you'll be 82 trying to break it, and you would think you're just weak. You think you're just a weak old man.
And then I die.
The heart.
But that's also really funny because I can imagine.
straight the frontage of the retirement village.
Well, I guess it's my time to go. Thank you for looking. Whoa.
It's funny. Also,
we go like that.
Anyway, so, like, anything that's, like, personal gain, I don't think I'd wish for just because, like, at some point, I feel like it would weigh on me.
Yeah,
but
I can
see
that.
But then also, the problem is that the way I've thought about this and what I'm about to say makes no fucking sense. Because it's like me being like, well,
yeah.
It is also personal gain with, like, it's like if I wish for something that is just for me.
Yeah.
I'm not getting personal gain because I know that will, like, make my life worse.
Mm.
But I like the idea of getting a one-wish willow and being like, I wish something truly inconceivable would happen.
Whoa. What, to you or
he didn't say to him.
You might never know. You might never know.
But that's also just awesome to know that something that is impossible just happened to someone.
And not even impossible, kind of, well, inconceivable.
You turn on the news. Well, in a very unprecedented event, looks like the sun has given birth. It's NASA is confirming that the sun has a, and I quote, womb and big pussy.
Sussy.
So we're calling
imagine
it
imagine the smile on my face.
Well, if that happened and I knew you bought a one wish willow earlier and you had a smile on your face, I'd turn to you and be like, what did you do?
If you looked into the sky, you can see, I guess, the big sun baby orbiting the sun. We don't know what's happening now.
In your mind, is the sun baby like a human baby, or like is it made of the sun?
Well, I imagine it was a bit of a human baby, but with a sun face.
I was imagining the opposite, the Teletubbies sun.
Whoa!
Regular sun, but baby face.
Well, could we talk? Is it going to grow up?
Well, yeah. I mean, yeah,
I think if that happens, they go, what the fuck? Yeah, and then they go, oh, we don't have long, and then Earth is fucked.
Yeah. Yeah. Or like the everything that we thought about the world.
Wrong.
Not wrong. Universe was...
NASA says, when asked for a statement, NASA said...
actually, that's pretty funny to like do things that... Oh, or is that time manipulation? Because I was going to say, like, what if my wishes? I wish that everything we knew about the universe was wrong.
You can say that.
You can say that. That's not time manipulation. It's dangerous.
Yeah. Because, again, like, the whole point of, like, you know, scientific discovery is, like, you know, we were wrong. What we think is true, and then we find something. Ah, no, that's actually very wrong.
Yeah.
It's not miasma. Yeah. It's little bugs.
And exactly.
Like, and well, it's not little
it's
bugs.
It's not little bugs. Some schmutz on the microscope.
Or it's, the, you know, it's, yeah, yeah.
But it's so crazy to say.
Just going like.
Everything we know about. That feels like people are going to start floating into the sky and going inside out.
I just like the idea of like, hey, if I've got a wish.
Yeah. Make it big.
I'm going go big. Go hard. And like, just like. So confusing.
Yeah, I also really love that you're like, man, I can't, if I wish for wealth or like, you know, immortality.
It's also funny because I did say like, wealth I have no issue with. Because if I wish for $1 billion, for example.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like I can do stuff with that where I don't feel like, I'm like, hey, I hit the jackpot, I got a wish,
yeah,
I now have $1 billion.
Offload, I can share some of my success. But I just love...
It's so funny. I wish I had $1 billion, and everyone goes, whoa, Joel's like, he's done it, he's like so rich. And I go, step one, I'm going to buy Amazon.
Yeah.
Oh. But I love that you're like, if it was...
Decrease their pay!
Damn it, he became like screwed.
It's like, I want $1 billion. Like, snap. You didn't specify what currency, dickhead!
Oh, yeah.
$1 billion U.S. dollars.
Damn.
In my bank account.
In your pocket.
Bank account's also bad. Oh, actually, yeah, that's a good point.
If you were to get $1 billion...
Yeah.
Well,
suddenly, where would you want it?
Well, that's the thing.
Gold. Gold stable.
$1 billion of gold.
Yeah. In a vault. Huh? So that I can swim in like Scrooge McDuck.
I feel like what you go, I wish for $1 billion in gold and then you get crushed to death.
Yeah.
Yes, dude.
Now, this
absolutely.
Is.
Did I say $1 billion in property?
Yeah. It's your wish, dude.
You know what? Look, I'll stop dancing around this. If you're this deep in the episode, you probably have seen Obsession. Also, this is like a light spoiler. But if you care, stop listening. If you don't,
keep listening.
This won't wreck the movie for either. And I hate spoilers. So there you go. That gives you a bit of gist.
That's nice.
Anyway. Yeah. One of the wishes in the movie is I wish for $1 billion because one character is making fun of the other character being like, oh yeah, wishes are real. Mm. Yeah, well, I wish for $1 billion. Then money just starts raining through the roof.
Whoa.
Okay.
It doesn't kill him. It doesn't, nothing bad happens.
But he gets $1 billion in cash.
Yeah. It's
$1 billion.
That's what
I would want. Okay. Step one, I gotta pull all my money and buy a failing public pool, drain the pool, then I stand in the middle of it, make my wish, and then fucking leg it as it fills with gold dollar coins.
Dollar coins.
That means you're going to have $1 billion coins.
It's just $100 notes at least. Like, it's still a lot,
but
at least
it's... Yeah, but isn't it awesome to imagine me running out the front door of the pool and slamming the door behind me?
It's really awesome to imagine you full of holes. Yeah.
I will be dead from it. I will indeed be dead from it.
Yes.
Like, there's that's 1,000 million.
Yeah,
it's a lot.
No, but like,
it's
think
heaps.
About,
I can't. We've conceivably cannot do that.
And then how awesome to be like, we're going out, and I'm like, yeah, give me a second. And I go to my pool and just scoop up.
It's not a pool, Jackson.
It's spilled out.
I go to the pile.
Not even like, like 1 billion gold coins would probably knock over the building.
Yeah,
the building's gone.
Yeah, it's.
I have to sift through debris.
People are grabbing those coins.
The coins are.
Yeah.
There's
gone.
No debris. The debris in the
coins. I say, I can't come out tonight, fellas. I got to fight off the people trying to steal my money.
But then also I feel like if you wish $1 billion in your bank account, hey, you know who's gonna have some pretty big words about that? The bank.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
But also the tax man.
Yeah.
I get given $1 billion. Yeah, I'll pay the fucking 10%.
Well, but they're gonna come up your ass. Yeah, like, hey, you know,
they're gonna, where'd this billion dollars come from? And then you go, a wish, and they go, that's the most suspicious thing anyone's ever said.
And then I give them a wish stick and I go, go on.
I wish you didn't have $1 billion. They crack it. You're like, oh, God damn. God damn it.
Well,
stupid
wish
tax
magic,
man.
Yeah, wish magic's real, and now we both lose. You both wasted our wishes, and they go, oh. And they go, well, yeah, if you didn't have so much hate in your heart, then this wouldn't happen. You could have wished for $1 billion, too.
He's like, oh, you have no, like, you lost your $1 billion, and oh, I wished I had a tiny dude. That's what happens, right? And we're like, oh, you tax fucker.
Yeah, I don't think. Yeah. I don't think that's what's going on.
That is really funny to be like, here, tax man. And they go, I wish you didn't have $1 billion and the tiny penis.
No. Damn, I'm poor and poorly endowed. You've really fucked my ass, tax man.
Wow. Goes,
I knew wish magic was real.
And I happily wasted my wish on this.
I'm the tax man and I hate mankind.
I felt no disappointment.
Yeah. I hate mankind. I hate you.
Yeah.
Every person I encounter in my workplace is my number one enemy. And you just happen to be the one that I was looking at when I got handed a wish.
Yeah. I make this wish every time I talk to someone. Yeah. It's nice that it finally worked.
Damn.
Huh.
Yeah, so $1 billion in property, you're paying property tax out the arse, and you don't have the capital to.
Yeah, and that must be sell.
But then even then.
But if I sell $1 billion, you get whatever.
Yeah, exactly.
Although, I mean, you could word it be like, I wish I inherited.
Oh, yeah. Mm. Could you just be like, I wish I was the richest man in the world?
Oh, no.
Oh, no!
You idiot!
Oh, fuck.
Joel Lundmark.
Oh, why is my body shaped like that?
Yeah. What am I doing?
Did they also wish for a broken tiny dick?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
See, that's a problem. Oh. That exactly is why it's so dangerous for any of us to get the one wish, Willow, because we won't think.
Yeah.
Okay?
Oh.
You go, oh, this is easy, and then that's my famous last words.
Because even, like, the $1 billion thing, like, it's only that I started talking through it, because I would have been like, I wish for $1 billion in my bank account.
Yeah, exactly.
And then been like, oh, fuck.
They're putting you in debtor's prison or something, you know?
But then, like, you know, do they instantly... And first thing first, I guess, hire a lawyer.
Yeah. You got the money for it.
Straight away.
No. The problem is because that moment, my account gets frozen. The moment that the bank sees
that that's what I mean. It gets frozen, but I'm like, but I do have money. And there's
where's your money? In the bank?
Yeah, it's frozen. Yeah. Right? And so then it starts this whole, like, you know, procedure to
be
like, where
you
to
can
come.
Be like, hey, lawyers, I have
$1 billion. It's frozen in my bank in a way that's incredibly suspicious.
Okay.
But I will pay you if you get me off.
Would I be like, I wish.
I wish a lawyer would get me off.
Yeah. How about.
Wow!
Like,
wow-wee! Keeping it simple.
Well, again, you have to pay them instantly. You got like a little bit of grace in terms of payment.
Some
do require upfront payment.
Yes.
You're probably not getting a great lawyer.
There's a version of me that likes to pretend I've got my life plotted out like a season arc. Clear structure, everything's paying off, no filler episodes. The truth is, dinner is usually more like an unplanned bottle episode where I'm just staring into the freezer hoping for a miracle and all my budget is gone. That's where Omaha Steaks come in. It's the plot armor my dinner plans didn't know they needed. Steaks, burgers, seafood, chicken, and sides. All delivered straight to my door, so I'm never caught in a what's for dinner cliffhanger. I did the burgers last week, put them straight on the grill, and it was easily a series high. Like someone finally gave this show a decent budget. Way better than the usual grocery aisle filler content. If you've never tried them, the Burger Perfection Flight at omahasteaks.com is basically the pilot episode you want to start with. That's 20 premium steak burgers for just $79.99, plus get $35 off with promo code BEEF. That's omahasteaks.com, promo code BEEF for $35 off at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. Hey, have you ever wanted to, like, touch us in the flesh? Don't. But you could have the possibility in September, which is not that far from now.
Are you doing something in 3 to 4 weeks from now?
Yes, you are. You're coming to see Plumbing the Death Star perform live as part of the Plumbing the Death Star Cannot Die Tour. Mm-hmm. And hey, if you're quick enough, I guess you can touch us on the face, but we're going to be doing some of these ones.
Exactly.
We're going to be coming there and doing shows and getting up on stage and jumping around like apes.
Yeah.
Okay?
Want to revisit listen to podcasts you may have seen 7 years ago and see how much worse we look now, but how our content is better. Yeah. Why not head to shanspensradio.com/events, buy a ticket, and we'll see you there. Mm. We'll be the guys that look like the guys you saw once before, but older. Mm. We dress better now, though, I think.
I would agree, so. I really like the way you said
good save.
Better.
Yeah, me too.
It's really good. It's good. But they've become better.
Yeah.
I really appreciate
that's just me,
that.
Brother. That's how yeah, I talk now.
Climbing the star. We're better now. Okay, how about this then, in terms of money stuff?
Yeah.
To be like, oh, you know that guy who bought a dump to try and find the hard drive that had the Bitcoin that he had on or whatever?
Yeah, yeah.
To be like, I wish I had that man's Bitcoin hard drive and the passcodes.
That's smart. That's... Yeah. But it's also, it's Bitcoin, so it's not traceable, really.
Yeah, so then I have it, then I have the Bitcoin, and then I just sell it.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, that's good. Sell it on the black market or you know,
have
the dark web
works,
or whatever.
I don't know. And then, off I go.
Yeah,
or could you say, I wish for a billion dollars in Bitcoin in my Bitcoin wallet.
Yeah.
But you'd have to, okay. Now, yes, that works.
Yeah.
What you'd have to do is... you'd have to, before you knew you were going to make that wish, you're going to have to set up a crypto wallet.
Yeah.
Make sure you put in all the, you got to do the legwork here.
Yeah.
Figure out how it works.
Yeah. And you got to make it secure because.
That'd be really bad if like, you know, because you're really banking on this working.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I mean like $1 billion is obviously a lot of money.
Mm. Yes.
But maybe it's too much. Maybe just wish for $10 million.
Yeah, $10 million. I mean, it's still going to be suspicious to the bank. Yeah. I think that's why you're
going to wish. Not in the bank, but in Bitcoin.
In cash. I think a billion, like, who cares? Whatever. A billion Bitcoin, fine. And then it's in a big, you don't have to declare nothing yet.
Yeah, that's
don't
true.
Worry about it.
That's true.
How does selling Bitcoin work, though?
I don't know. I don't have Bitcoin. Yeah. I have no legwork.
I don't know how.
I couldn't fucking tell you right now.
At some point,
I think it was one of those things where, like, you know, people weren't declaring shit, and it was that kind of stuff. But now, because like either through capital, not capital gains, but like, you know, it was like, oh, well, they have risen in value, but I haven't actually sold them. So I actually don't technically own anything.
Yes, okay.
So
you
can't tax me on that yet. Mm. But then they were like, well, hang on a second.
Let's figure
this shit out.
Yeah.
There is Bitcoin ATMs in Australia.
Yes, yeah.
But again, I don't know. I'm not a stump. I'm not clever.
See, this is too complicated for me. I go cash.
Okay.
Okay, $1 billion cash.
Cold hard cash.
Cold hard cash. And I just live on that for the rest of my life. Yes, it's a lot of physical
money. Yeah.
Sure. But if I can do my legwork's easier than Samet's. Buy a pit.
Okay. What you would have to do is with $1 billion cash, and now this is not good advice, listeners.
What you're going to do is you're going to get some dirt.
No. You're going to have to start becoming a gambling man, I think.
Done, dude.
Because if you start making
a pork pie hat? No, not a pork pie hat. What's a gambler's hat?
Why are you
like the vot? No, what?
You know, like a gambler's hat and a suit, go to Vegas? Dress like a member of the Rat Pack. Go on.
Oh, like a Tribbly? Tribbly?
Yeah. If you're a gambling man, you can wear a Trilby, I think.
Trilby,
I think that's the rule, yeah.
Hey, there's lots of different types of men that think they can wear fedoras.
Yeah, dude.
A gambling man is one
of them. If you believe in yourself enough, you can do whatever you like.
Yeah.
It's just you...
Dress like Kenny Rogers, I could do.
Yeah. Could you either become a gambling man or do like many businesses?
Mm. You would need to do no businesses is bad.
Yeah,
because if you've got $1 billion in cash, you want to launder, but you also don't want to suddenly out of nowhere be a guy that's like, oh, I just bought seven fucking.
Well, that's why you got to be smart about it.
Yeah,
hire a lawyer. That's just good advice.
Yeah, it's just good to have.
If you got,
you got
like,
the money,
you
might as well have a lawyer.
Hire a lawyer and an accountant, a good one.
Yeah.
No one that's gonna like, you know, chuff off to like some sort of, you know, like Cayman Island type situation with all your money that you've, you know, not gotten questionably away.
Yeah, because cash becomes tricky because there's limits with cash.
True.
Yeah. Like as in, if you walked into a car, like a brand new car dealership, not that you would because you can't drive, and tried to pay, I don't know, $30K in cash,
that'd be like... That's going to raise some question. Alarm bells, yeah.
Where'd this come from?
Yeah, exactly.
What's that about?
Secondhand car salesman, you can find the right guy and he'll
happily
take the
cash. That's kind of what I'm thinking. Yes, I got to sort of change the way I live my life a little bit, but... I mean, you know, I'm going to be comfortable forever.
Because gambling is probably the safest money laundering technique.
Mm. Yeah, because also you can do stuff where you, like, put money in, like, say, the pokies.
Mm.
And then just go, like, cash out.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
But even you basically just need to start making ridiculously high odds bets with like money that you, Jackson, could conceivably
make the bet with.
So like say like putting like a $100 bet on something that's 1,000 to 1.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm. And then at some point you're going to have to like some of them will come off.
Yeah, yeah.
And then
yeah, this is where money laundering works becomes confusing.
No, cuz no money. It's just because with money laundering, it's so rare to go from no money to the most amount of money in the world.
Exactly. So like, okay.
Because money laundering, you usually build up to it. You'd be fuck, well, we'll start working at this place and then I'm going to buy this place I work at. And then I'm going to just start, you know.
Cooking the books.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, actually, yeah, you gotta cook.
We gotta cook the books, dude.
I was like, all right, we gotta go. We'll try. Basically, you gotta find the lawyer who's like lawyering for an accountant who's accounting for like the mob.
Yeah.
But this is a good way to get me my kneecaps gone and my billion stolen. So I'm like, oh, no.
I guess you cook them. Okay. You cook the books because you.
You gotta do what my knowledge of this will come from, I guess, Breaking Bad and Better Call Saul, where it's like what you want it to do is you get
you
a business.
You lie about how much money's coming in.
Yeah, so you want to get a business that's cash based because you've got a lot of cash.
Yeah, yeah.
So you try and get a business that's cash based.
Okay.
Hence why they have like a laundromat or they do like the nail salon or
car wash.
Yeah, yeah.
And so and there's that scene where Skylar is there just being like to nobody and just ringing up sales, ringing up sales.
Yes, yeah, yeah,
and that's
yeah.
what you sort
that's
of
how
doing.
You. And then that's
or
how you
you're
the
like,
books.
Yeah, I have a car wash, and every car wash is $1 billion. I had one customer once.
Jackson Bailey's billionaire's car.
I had one car wash once, and you would not believe it paid off.
Yeah, I'm just shocked as you. It was the world's biggest gamble that it would take off.
I got a $1 billion
car wash.
I don't know.
I didn't, like, okay, well, do you have footage? Like, you know, well, who is this person that bought this? Yeah. You know, that's, I didn't ask questions.
I've got to disclose that.
Part of the deal for the $1 billion car wash is that we turn the cameras off.
Total anonymity. I mean, like,
they
I would
wanted
love
me to clean it.
I had to wear a blindfold.
Yeah, they pay me in cash. Does it help if they were a pervert and they said clean it with, like, their car with my tongue?
Yeah, does that make it better or worse?
Because I didn't. Know. I cleaned it with a sponge.
Exactly.
I did not degrade myself for $1 billion. Yeah. And unless that helps me.
And so that's the $1 billion cash you see behind me in my truck.
How do you diversify? It's so hard.
Yeah.
Because once you get to the point where you can buy a business, you're fine.
Yes. Yeah.
But to get from where we are now, lowly pieces of
shit. Okay, so what you
want to
do is you go, okay, maybe you go to a bank.
Yeah.
Or a loan shark. So you'll have a paper trail to be like, oh, I got a loan and I used that to buy this and then I paid that back and then I used that to so say like I go to a bank, they laugh me out of the bank.
Yeah.
They're like
they piss their pants.
You stupid poor idiot with your wished tiny dick, fuck off. And I'm like, fair enough. And then of course I gotta do like the more riskier things, like the loan shark or like the payday stuff, whatever. And so like, oh, I have to do that. So I do that. But so then I buy the business, but then I pay back and I'm faking the transaction because I'm like, Billy, I pay the loan shark back. And then I go to the bank, I get another loan. I then expand my business.
I
pay them back. Well, I actually do pay them back, but then I expand.
I guess
and that
also,
maybe might
it's
be
that
how
initial
you
loan shark that's that's the
but also,
riskiest bit.
Because you want to be able to have an answer for things.
Exactly. You need to.
Unless you get a loan based on your income.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's what you declared income.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I know, I know. So I have $1 billion in cash in my house.
You're like, you know, you're like a hoarder's house, but it's just cash. You're scrambling through
like
it to get to the kitchen.
$100 note. But also, I don't know. Would that wreck the country's currency?
Billion? Like, it
in
depends.
Cash?
Depends what you're doing with
it. Well, you're not spending.
No, but the mint, so the money, the way that the money would
is it
work,
new cash from the wish? Or
probably.
Is it already circulating cash that's going into your house?
If it's new money, then it's probably fraudulent.
It probably is new money, but because of wish magic, it's like legitimate.
It would have all of the signifiers to indicate it's legitimate.
Or it's like, you look at it, it's like all these like weird old notes where clearly it's like money that has gotten lost over time.
Yeah, yeah.
And suddenly their wish has
or like been destroyed and it's come back together.
Let's say that the money is legitimate. So,
Yeah.
I have $1 billion in $100 notes in my house.
Yeah.
I then go to the bank and I go.
I just love the image of you like in the morning, like you put your, you know, saucepan on the stove, crack an egg, and it's some money.
You're sliding, you're trying to push past all this money. Your roof is full of just money. That's your insulation.
Yeah, dude. You're sitting on the toilet. There's under like cistern, a gigantic pile. You flush, some of it falls in. You just don't even give a fuck.
Yeah, fuck it. I'm using the toilet paper.
I'm using
it as toilet paper. Yeah. I go to the bank and I go, can I get a small loan?
Yeah.
Because I want to buy
car wash, say.
Well, no, because because that's the thing. I don't have enough money now
to buy a car wash
to buy any business.
Yes, yeah.
So I would
have to start a business and fake its success.
Yeah,
but I don't know what business I could start. Sandwich shop out of my garage.
A laundromat.
Oh, yeah.
Out of my garage. I've got a dryer in my garage. Maybe I should do that.
That's a great way to make a little extra scratch, dude.
Exactly. Could you? Could you do something like, you know, a Patreon, an OnlyFans, like a coffee donation thingy? But then, like, the problem here is getting your hard-earned.
Yeah.
Physical cash money into the computer.
If it's an OnlyFans or a Patreon, I would have to open new bank accounts and put the money in there.
Yeah.
But then I have to open the bank accounts in someone's name.
But like the thing is, you've got this physical cash.
Yeah.
That's the problem.
Is there another country where this would be easier to do?
Could you
could also just like move to Thailand or something.
Or like I have a Swiss bank account, right?
Yeah.
I don't know what that means.
It's a thing people say.
I think
the Panama Papers or whatever. Yeah, the canal.
The Bahamas?
That's a place.
Yeah. Was it the Panama Papers? Was that a scandal?
Was what the Panama Papers?
Was that a big scandal where all these people were like, oh, wow, all these people who appeared like, yeah, we should pay, you know, blah, 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 blah. They had all this money hidden there.
Yeah, yes,
and everyone was like, maybe was it Jimmy Carr?
Jimmy Carr?
Could I cook?
Jimmy Carter?
No, who's the?
Oh, Jimmy Carr. Wow.
I was right.
Okay.
He did some tax stuff.
Oh,
and he was like,
yes.
Well, you know.
Well,
you would too. And everyone was like,
fair enough. What about,
and I fucked your mom.
Yeah,
classic Jimmy Carr.
Classic Jimmy Carr. What about this?
Yeah.
Crowd work pisses me off.
Yeah.
Which is funny because I do it sometimes. Yeah, but when I do it, it's
good
still
and
pisses
funny.
Me off. But at least the audience shut up.
Yeah, I don't know if what you do is crowd work or like a telling off the audience. How much is treasure taxed? Because
I think treasure would just be, if you just found buried treasure, the government would take it.
No, it depends.
I know there was treasure that was found at sea and someone was like, fuck, wish we knew the story.
Yeah.
But it was like, you owe them like this to the government. That's like, whatever this treasure is, that's ours or whatever.
Yeah.
Or it's like rightfully ours or the bounty thing, whatever.
Yeah.
And he's like, why? Well, if I don't, what's going to happen? Like, you're going to go to jail. He's like, fine, put me in jail.
Yeah.
And he stayed in jail, didn't say a fucking word until he got out. They're like,
That's awesome. And I think it depends on the country too and the place you find the treasure.
Yeah.
So if you found treasure in
maybe if you just like, fuck it.
Yeah.
You've got $1 billion in cash. You just walk into the bank and be like, hey, can I deposit this $250,000?
Yeah.
Hey, can I use that $250,000 to, well, I guess that'd be like, how did you, I don't know what
this?
The protocol is
this?
If
how
you roll in, because I was just going to say, like, maybe it's just like a fuck it situation.
Yeah.
You're so rich that
who cares?
I'm not going to go to jail for long. I'll pay off whoever I need.
And also,
like,
I never need to work again, so who cares if I'm in jail for a year or a couple of years or 25 to life?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, ideally,
who cares if I'm in jail until I'm an old man?
Who cares if they give me the chair?
I don't care. So then, like, shaking you. I don't care. I'm rich.
How about this? You wish for $1 billion worth. Like a big gold nugget, right?
Yeah.
You know, like, it was like, oh, this is the biggest gold nugget that was ever found in Victoria, and it's like, you know, the replicas on display, and it's worth however much money it's worth. Maybe it's not $1 billion, because $1 billion is a lot of money.
Yeah.
But to be like, I want that.
Even to drop 1 0 and go 100 million makes.
Yeah.
Because that would change.
Like,
I just looked up the treasure rules.
Yeah.
So, you would not get away with this, but. Okay. If you're a hobbyist and you find gold whilst gold detecting, 0% tax. Because it's considered a windfall, a non-taxable windfall. Now, $1 billion.
Yes. So he's thinking,
quite a windfall.
So you're very interesting, sir. You're going to jail for 25 to life.
Right, how about this? Okay, I wish for $1 billion, mm-hmm. but I want that $1 billion split up. I want, say, you know, like $100,000 in cash.
Yeah.
And the rest of it in rare gems and valuable, like large gems, right?
Okay.
I then go and buy a property somewhere in the bush.
Yeah.
I then sit on my gems for a bit. Uh-huh. I then go, look what I found digging.
It's a hobby.
It's a hobby on my property that I legally own.
Thank you. That's awesome. What are you going to do with the gems?
I'm now going to sell them.
Yeah. What's step one of selling a gem?
Finding a buyer.
Yeah, but like, what do you? Exactly. You want us, the government, to help? That's very interesting.
Yeah,
that's so interesting.
I have $1 billion worth of gems.
Yeah.
Whatever. Even if they give me like a not a great rate.
Yeah.
I'm coming up roses.
If you're a commercial operator, if your job, business is we look for gold.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That it just apparently according to this counts as your taxable income for that year.
Yeah. So what if I?
Okay,
the biggest gold nugget.
No. I need, say, 20 big gold nuggets, and then I find one each year.
Hammett with his fourth windfall.
It's just my job now. I keep digging and finding incredible gold.
Hey, what do you reckon would happen?
Yeah.
You know, like how, like, when people win the Tats Lotto or. Like when people win the lottery or something, and they don't usually go straight on the news to say, "Hey, I have $100 million."
Yeah.
Why do you reckon they do that?
Oh yeah. My baby's getting kidnapped.
Yeah,
he's bad. We got witness protection real soon. No, or how about what about I wish for a very rich gold vein?
Yeah, see, that's
to be under like the property that I
wish
own.
For $1 billion worth of oil to be under Jackson's house.
Nice.
Why'd you do that? I'm the richest man alive. Except those I know that once I hit oil and it started spurting out, I'd be like, "What now?
What now? Oh no!
Fuck it! Then I get bowls from the kitchen."
Idea of like $1 billion worth of oil directly underneath your house, like. You just take a step and the earth like cracks a little bit.
The problem there is you're renting. It's the landlords.
Why would you do that to me?
Not only have I'm now like covered in oil.
Yeah.
And now I'm getting arsed from the house. And now my like worldly possessions, the meager things I have is covered in oil.
Yeah. My first...
And the US government keeps drone striking my old house.
Get out of here, drone. Shoot.
Putting up a scarecrow.
Yeah. For some reason, there's a coup forming localized in my entire street. Yeah. I don't understand.
You come over to my house and I'm gone and they've installed somebody in my place.
Who are you? Jackson? I'm democratically elected Jackson.
What happened to the Jackson I know?
Who?
The U.S. government held an election, and I'm the new Jackson.
New Jackson.
So, actually, do you have a U.S. passport or a citizenship to be?
This is U.S.
This is actually
soil.
U.S. soil now. I democratically elected Jackson have declared. So,
I'm in a secret prison. They put me in Guantanamo. My first image when you said putting oil under my house was like the oil coming out, me not knowing what to do with it, and then a smash cut to me on the side of the road with like a lemonade stand.
Yeah.
And I've got oil in like cups with like oil, 50 cents.
I don't know how this become fuel.
I don't know how to sell this. You want a cup of oil? Cup of oil.
Cup of oil.
Cup of oil for a hot day, refreshing.
Still got lemonade, like lemons just like piled up.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm mixing the lemons and oil.
In terms of a one wish, Will.
Yeah.
Is seeing that they're like $7.
Yeah.
Being like, that's a ridiculous.
Mm.
Can I wish for to be a one wish willow, like, open up either a one wish willow store?
Yeah.
Or I wish I had a one wish willow tree so that I could then sell my these one wish willows and be a competitor.
What are you going to sell them for?
Why don't you just buy the stock?
Well, yeah, and then I get to up, like, yeah, I'll buy the stock, but I need a constant supply.
Yes, yeah.
So
yeah.
If I have the tree.
Now you've fallen into exactly the same problem that we've all had, especially me with the $1 billion.
Yeah. Yes.
It's funny that wishing for something inconceivable didn't get a look in, and then we got very lost in the
well, inconceivable, you know?
And I also, I never got to say that I think it's so funny that you were like, I would feel bad if I pick something for myself. And then so I'll pick something that destroys.
Just, it could make it better.
Just, you know, just completely.
When
just
the sun baby is sucking on the planet like a pacifier.
The sun baby, unfortunately, has kicked Mercury and is really taking an interest with in us with its mouth.
You're sitting there with a big smile. Thank God I didn't wish for money.
I'm a generous man.
Thank God
man.
I didn't wish for immortality.
Yeah.
But yeah, okay, so constant supply.
But then, okay, you've got a one wish willow tree.
Yeah.
How are you preparing the sticks?
Well, I don't know. This is a problem. Because initially I was like, can I wish for a one wish willow business?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like,
if I was to do that. Like, because if I could get. Because it's, you're right, so how you work.
So then you have
if I could get, like, you know, the one wish willow tree and the knowledge of how to, like, you know, harvest the willow stick so I could do this, then that'd be great.
Yeah. And your competitor, so these products are available for $7.
Exactly. So firstly, how easy it is to buy.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm going to just grab as many of those as I can before I even open mine.
Okay.
Yeah.
So and then you sell, what are you selling them for? What's the going price?
Well, now they're a wish. I know that these are coming true. So now, you got to sell them really high.
Okay. Yeah. So, hey, Joel Zammis.
What would you conceivably, what would you want to pay for a wish? Because it needs to be something that people could pay for, conceivably, it can't be too absorbent, too exorbent to be like, that's clearly a scam.
How are you convincing the world that wishes work?
That's why I need maybe a supply of people that are like, haven't had the wish.
Or kind of you do it like snake oil style. So like maybe me or Deuce are there and we're like a talking giraffe. Mm. And you go,
we wish to be a giraffe.
Yeah. So that's why I got to convince.
These are my sons.
Yeah, that's right.
Joel.
Okay, so I got to convince somebody or find somebody so it's not too nefarious to have like a wish like that. To be like, you know what I really wish? I wish I was a talking orangutan.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, thank God. This is free. You get this one for free.
It's so
but
funny.
But you have to become my business.
It's so funny to imagine somebody being like picking up the one wish willow and being like, wow, $100. You go, is it real? And you go, Jackson. And I walk in like an orangutan and I go, does this answer your question? And they're like,
And they go,
as you'll see, that orangutan has a very tiny penis.
I wish to be an orangutan with a minuscule penis. I don't understand why you think this is going to work.
In Obsession, One Wish Willows, they do the classic thing of like when the wish happens, like doing research.
Yeah.
And there's, they've been around for a while.
Yeah.
So there's no, I think you're going to really struggle to convince any. I think basically what you've done is you've bought all these One Wish Willows.
Yeah.
You try and open a new business. The business fails.
Damn.
But also, to be the wish salesman,
the person that people
life
come to
is going to be fucking awful.
Yeah, I was
there's a One Wish Willow hotline in the movie as well.
Okay,
and it's bad.
Okay, because I was thinking a good wish as maybe just a protection spell, just to maybe be like, no wishes can ever affect me, and snap that and be like, enjoy whatever you're doing. You crazy, you know that sun baby.
I'm
fine.
But then would that mean you couldn't even see it?
Yeah. Well, hey, good.
Good. Yeah, it doesn't affect me.
Mm. Yeah, but
what you got to do if you're selling the one
wish
willow.
I don't even think that protection works, is I reckon you can't see the sun baby. The sun baby destroys Earth. Earth's still destroyed.
Yeah.
You die.
Or you're just floating in the vacuum of space.
Or it's like, I think it's in 1 billion genies where the first wishes is like, this bar that we're in, no wishes can ever impenetrate this bar. This is a safe space. Wishes get the hell out, and you know, that's his wish. So I think that's like a good smart idea.
To have in your back pocket.
But then I'm like, but then I can't open up a wish business.
Yeah. Well, but with the wish business, what you could do, say this doesn't work on single customers, but say four people come in.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You go, I'll give you one of these wishes for free.
Yeah.
So that everyone can see that it's real.
Yeah.
And then the subsequent people watching their friend wish to be an orangutan with a tiny dick or have a head that comes off like a rocket ship or whatever. Then they go, oh, damn, it is real. Maybe I want to spend $100.
I think that you are.
Okay. This is
really,
maybe,
really, really setting yourself up to have the work. Hey. If you go, okay, a group of four.
I
wish the shop burnt down.
Don't do that. Hey, I make, okay. You know how you're like, either basically go big.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. How about this?
I wish his men was up in the sky.
Firstly, I buy all the wish sticks, right?
Okay.
Then I wish to be like, I wish to be able to sell this to the military.
Oh. Oh, no.
I make this wish because now I get a foot in the door.
True.
To be able to be like, hey, militaries of the world,
yeah,
these are wish sticks and you can give me the money and you can make a wish. Money is meaningless.
I don't know
why I'm doing this, but I guess it's like, you know,
let's see what happens. Who lives the best lives? War profiteers.
What the fuck's going to happen now?
Nothing good. Militaries could make a wish.
Yeah.
The planet
is not good.
Yeah.
They probably last maybe 60 seconds.
Maybe it'd be like a better version of mutually assured destruction.
No.
Well, that's the thing,
people wouldn't believe that it happens and then a wish would happen and then.
Well, that's the thing. You got to get like, you know, you got to have a bunch of wishes and you got to get that. Some got to be waste on protection spells.
Yeah, that's true.
Some got to be. Could I just wish for I wish to have the powers of Superman.
Now we're cooking. Yes.
Yeah, you can do that.
That's good, dude. That kiss being Superman, pretty sweet.
Pretty sweet. I'm invulnerable. The only thing that's going to really fuck me up is wishes.
Yeah.
Damn it. I was like, kryptonite, no, it doesn't exist. Yeah.
I wish Superman was dead.
Magic.
I walk up to you, an orangutan with a tiny dick. This fucking idiot, dude.
Have this wish stick on the house. Why? You know. Oh! Clunk! Oh! My heart! Hit by a car. Yeah.
I wish this man was inside out. Oh, yeah, because giving a teenager a free wish when they're annoying. Oh.
But if you go, if he does the 1 million genies thing and he goes, I wish my wish shop was impervious to wishes.
Yeah.
Okay? That doesn't mean you're impervious to wishes happening within the shop.
I wish that this man's head was in his own ass.
You go, my shop. Oh, fuck! I didn't say me too! And then you're like,
you just hear the sound of vomiting.
Because I can't.
Jesus Christ.
I wish to have the powers of Superman and none of his vulnerabilities.
Yeah, absolutely.
And now the wishes will bounce off.
No, he will still be affected by wishes. He's just not super affected by wishes.
Yeah, that's true. Good point.
So, yeah, because you want to be like, I want the powers of Superman and that wishes don't affect me.
And they go, two wishes.
Two wishes. Nice try. Bust the head up the asshole. The Hancock special, okay?
Damn it.
Yeah.
Well, at least, you know, grab all the supply of sticks that I can, wish for Superman's powers, then using the powers of Superman, race around the world to get all the sticks so that no one else can get them, and then run through all the billionaires.
Yeah, pretty good, dude. What if you were like, I wish that One Wish Willows didn't work?
Yeah.
Because then, yes, you're going to be the most hated man alive.
Well, no one will know.
But already in this universe, people are aware of the One Wish Willow.
Yeah, but like, it's set in like real time, basically.
Yeah, okay.
So if you read on Reddit, someone was like, my wish came true, you'd be like, yeah, okay.
Sure, buddy.
Yeah. I do something like, ideally, I'm like, okay, I want to be able to be like, I want the power of Superman, and then to try and get like someone else to be like, I wish, like, you know, like from now on, wish sticks didn't work.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, how can I do that? I get two wish sticks.
Trick your boy.
Oh, that's so funny.
Yeah, but he's barely, like, he can talk, but it's not. What's he got? What a wish for, dude.
I wish daddy was monkey.
Yeah. I wish daddy was monkey. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Why'd you wish you had a tiny penis? You didn't wish for
And then
me.
You're an orangutan with the power of Superman.
Yeah.
Which is pretty fucking awesome.
Actually, that's great.
Yeah. And then maybe your wife would be like, I wish my husband was a man again.
Yeah, that's exactly. True. And then you're back to normal.
Or she goes, I wish I had a good husband. New guy.
Exactly. Yeah.
Well, a family can be anything.
It really can.
But like, husband, be like, wife, Superman, orangutan, and baby.
That could be like, I get a power of Superman.
Yeah.
And then get it's like a very a person who's just like maybe like wow, yeah. Like, you know, like hey, guess what? I can fly.
Mm.
I need you. I can give you powers.
Yeah.
I need you to grab this and wish that like these sticks were like you know
yeah.
none of these sticks from now on will work.
Okay.
And I will grant you the power of flight or the grant whatever.
Yeah.
He does this and then he's like yeah, and then I'm like ha ha, I fly off.
Suck shit, idiot. Woo.
Every
aura or yeah. oh, or just do a telepath then. Yeah, I wish I had the power of a telepath, but then I can't fly through people.
Yeah,
I feel but like
how, what would you?
You keep saying Superman, but it really sounds like you want to be saying Homelander.
It's the same.
What's
thing.
The difference? What would you give up? What would be worth it for you to use your wish for someone else? Like, what would they have to offer you to use your wish for someone else?
I have so little. Like self, not worth. That's not where that was going. It was like, I have
self-preservation.
Yeah, self-preservation. That if someone was like, hey, can you do this? I'm like, yeah, okay.
Yeah, whatever.
Because again, like you got to realize, yeah, the moment that happens, like you don't believe in wishes. You're going to be like, oh, I wish for $1 million.
And honestly, even if you do, if you're smart, and none of us are, we're not smart, good looking, funny, whatever.
Oh, fuck. I wish I was smart. Snap. Done.
Damn, dude.
Fuck.
No, that's a good way to get a flowers frowned, you know?
Yeah.
You go, everyone's been making fun of me. This whole
and
time.
Then you're like, oh, I know what I should have done.
Yeah. No.
I wish I was dumb.
Now that's good.
Nothing happens. Yes.
Yes, dude. Life's awesome. And I got a tiny dick for some reason.
I think that's the safest wish of all. I wish I was dumb.
I think that's really smart to do. Yeah.
Because
either nothing changes or you're living a life of bliss.
Yeah. I wish I was a blissed out dumb guy.
Damn, bro. Just,
you know, perpetually horse.
Yeah. Dude, I just saw a fucking poster for a fucking motorbike. And
dude,
it's
I just saw
awesome.
The fucking postman. And he's delivering mail.
Dude, I just fucking like saw a dag. Wow. I mean, dog.
Wow.
Damn, so dude. Cool.
He was like, I wish I was dumb, but you crack it, a horse appears, and you're just like, what? Kicks you in the head,
fuck.
Disappears, you're like, that was awesome!
I gotta find more horses. Where do horses live?
Yeah.
The farm or whatever?
Yeah.
Forest?
You can have a horse.
Some horses are from the woods. To the woods, gentlemen.
You can have wooded horses.
I think the dumb guy answer to where horses would be the jungle.
Yeah.
Because it's like wrong.
Yeah.
But you can see how they got
there.
Yeah.
You're telling me that you're in the jungle. You're lost because why are we there? And then we hear the clip clop clopping of a horse. I'm scared.
I think. If you're in the jungle, it's like the slop, slop, slop of a horse because the ground's wet.
I think if I saw a horse in the jungle, I would be like, I didn't know horses could be in the jungle.
But this kind of
makes a bit of sense.
What kind of awesome jungle horse am I going to find? Like,
there's actually
right
no
now?
Environment that I would be surprised to see a horse.
Exactly.
In.
Sky.
Yeah, well, it's a skydiving horse. That's fine.
Horse fell out of a plane. Sad.
Yeah. Doesn't have a parachute on. That's sad. Doesn't have a parachute on. You know, doesn't have a parachute on. That's fine. Not have one. That's sad.
And I think the best place to see a horse?
Beach.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
See? We made the wish.
Yeah.
Because what's he doing on the beach? Foraging for clams?
Is he going to go swimming?
It's like the best, dude. What's he's he going, fucking up to on the beach?
He's going crabbing?
Yeah.
I think that this really highlights the bear's wish. Rather
Ned fellow.
Yeah, that's Ned okay. Fellow. He's doing magic. He's cooking up something. bear's wish should have just been, I wish I was dumber.
Yeah, or I wish I saw a horse at the beach.
Now that's a wish.
That's a good wish, dude.
Nikki turns around after he's made the wish and she's walking inside and she's like, did I just hear a horse?
we're going on the beach.
It worked. Look at it, standing in the waves.
Yeah.
Wow.
Where's it going? Is it going to go? Is it going to go deeper? It is.
He could be like, hey, Nikki, seeing this horse at the beach has made me brave enough to ask, do you want to be my girlfriend? She'd be like, no. And he'd be like, damn. At least I saw a horse at the beach, though.
Yeah.
That's really taking the sting out of this.
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe we should just focus on being friends. And now you can tell everyone I showed you a cool horse at
exactly,
the beach.
Exactly, dude.
Exactly. Now I got to find some, you know, lady that likes, you know,
seeing a horse on the beach. We just got to hope it's still here when I come back. And it will be.
It will be, because that's the magic of the one wish, Willard.
Yeah, dude.
And on that note, I've been Joel.
I've been Jackson.
I've also been Joel.
Thank you to Johnny Imperfect Alien again for that question. And thank you to Obsession for the movie.
Yes, thank you once again, the movies. Remember, if you want to support Plumbing the Death Star, which would be a real kind thing that you could do, would help us out. It's how the podcast gets made.
You
can
help us get $1 billion and have to figure out how the fuck we're going to tell the tax
bill. Yeah, exactly.
Helping, you're going to help us open up our $1 billion car wash.
Yeah.
That's going to be really
That's
really
going to
nice.
Be great for us. You can subscribe to the Bad Brain Boys, where not only will you be supporting us, that's the main thing, but you'll also gain access to bonus episodes of Plumbing the Death Star, bonus episodes of What If, another show we do only behind the paywall of the Bad Brain Boys, access to the Discord, where you can suggest questions like Imperfect Alien did.
Jackson Bailey Spooks America.
Jackson Bailey Spooks America, Eye Cramps, a bunch of, there's so many pods.
So much
hours of listening. Because this episode's, here's the thing, listen.
Yeah.
Come in closer. Here's the thing. This episode's going to end.
Yeah.
And you're going to be plumb out of fucking plumbing to that stuff.
Yeah.
Okay? But if you're on Apple, there'll be an episode there that you can click. I believe the next one to come out will be about Hunting Man for Sport.
Hey. It's already out.
It's already out. So if you're on Apple, it's right there. You can see the episode and you just press a button.
I wish I could listen to that right now because Jackson has 1 million good ideas.
Yeah.
And he's so happy about all of them.
They're really good. So you can listen to that right now and then you can play me the dust stuff for the rest of your life. So anyway, Bad Brain Boys, SansPushRadio.com. You can subscribe there or on Apple. It's just a button.
And let us know how you would use your one wish, Willow, in the comments or on, I think, Spotify have comments or on that Discord.
Exactly. Dude.
Wow.
Wow, we
indeed.
See ya.
Hey, did you know that Plumbing the Death Star is touring the UK this September, as in next month?
That's right. Starting September 2nd and finishing September 11th, never forget, Plumbing the Death Star is going to be performing live.
It has been 7 years since the three of us have set foot on your godforsaken country, so come to see our godforsaken shows.
Go to sanspantsradio.com/events. Plumbing the Death Star cannot buy a tour. Go grab a ticket and get some frickin'...
That's right. That's right. Cannot buy a tour. Please. Come join us when we make fun of our good friend for his slightest mistakes.
It's 8 p.m. And we call him
the biggest fuckwit alive. Yeah. What a dickhead. Zanspunt Radio. / and then a / why not? Event.
God
our
damn
friend's an idiot.